You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. This week, a group of leaders from the Association for Career and Technical Education visited college sites around Iowa where innovative programs are expanding educational opportunities outside of the traditional college curriculum. The group stopped by Western Iowa Tech Community College on Monday and learned about four of its career and technical programs that are in high-need areas of the economy. Jared Nagurka is the Advocacy and Public Affairs Manager for the ACTE. Nagurka says the WIT programs are helping to fill the skills gap.
The idea that industry and business have all these unfilled career positions but just need to make sure they have the skilled talent to fill those jobs, it's not uniquely an Iowa problem. It's a national problem that we're seeing in all pockets of the country. And so one of the reasons why we're so excited to be in Iowa today and this week is to see how some of these really innovative career and technical education programs, both at the secondary and post-secondary level, are helping prepare students for careers and for career success.
What are some of the programs you're going to be looking at today?
Sure. So today we're looking at the pharmacy technician, nurse aide, robotics, and video media production programs here at Western Iowa Tech Community College. And so these are all in high need career areas. There are job vacancies in many different industries, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, health sciences. Those are some of the highest demand fields. And so students are getting a terrific education here and they're being prepared for the workforce.
And some of them are fairly new, like the video and audio and the broadcasting program here, but they've had a lot of people want to get into it.
Absolutely. And one of the really unique things that we're seeing and one of the things that we want to take to other programs across the country is really modeling and synthesizing what are some of the needs in the local community and how can an education program help fill those needs. So whether it's working with local chamber of commerce and local industries, local businesses, to really identify what those needs are in the community and creating and implementing programs that fill those needs is a really important component of high quality career and technical education and something that's going on here.
Do you guys do anything with funding? Because often paying for those programs is the toughest thing for students.
Yes. So the Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act, which at the federal level was just reauthorized as the Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act, provides right around $1.3 billion to career and technical education programs all across the country, both at the secondary and post-secondary level. Last year, Iowa received around $12.5 million for these programs. And I know that a lot of the programs from equipment to professional development that we've seen have been funded through Perkins, and it's why we are advocating for doubling the federal investment in career and technical education over the next couple years.
That was Jared Nagurka, the Advocacy and Public Affairs Manager for the National Association for Career and Technical Education Group. Members of ACTE toured Western Iowa Tech Community College on Monday and saw some different technical and career programs, including pharmacy technician. The Pharm Tech program is open to high school students, and one of them is Binyan Ware, a senior at Bishop Heelan Catholic High School in Sioux City. Ware says he got into the program because he had an interest in pharmacy.
When I was looking to different careers that I might want to pursue in the future, pharmacy was one of the choices that I wanted to explore. And I talked to my counselor and said, hey, this might be something that I want to do in the future. And she said, well, there's a program at WIT that would help you see what you're gonna be doing in a day-to-day basis, you know, in an actual pharmacy scene. And I said, hey, why not take that and see what I can gain from it and see if this is what I want to do in the future.
So how long have you been in the program?
A little over, since the beginning of senior year, so 6 months.
How has it been for you?
It's good. I think I learned a lot. Maybe some of the things that I wouldn't know, like day-to-day things that pharmacists do, counting pills, sterile compounding, well, we all know what a pharmacist does on the bigger picture, which is just dispense pills to patients, but there are a lot of things that go behind the scenes, and I think this program has helped me see what it is that goes on.
I guess finally, you're going to go to Creighton. What will your major be there?
My major is going to be international relations. I've always been, I guess, in love with helping my community and understanding what the best way to put my talents in action was. And I thought it was pharmacy, but after coming to this program and seeing how I would be impacting people, I chose to go the law direction instead of the pharmacy.
That was Binyam Wore, a senior at Bishop Healing Catholic High School, who is in the Western Iowa Tech Community College Pharmacy Tech program. Wore will be attending Creighton University in Omaha in the fall, studying pre-law.